Yes, thank you very much for your time, Tati Onyaritse. Given the alarming incident where a 15-seater minibus was found carrying 29 school children and operating on an unlicensed route, what specific measures or monitoring system is the department implementing to ensure stricter compliance by scholar transport operators, especially in the rural areas where such violations are common?
Yes, indeed. There was that violation where an operator, one has to also emphasize that this operator does not operate with the contract that the department has to provide school learners with transport. This is a private matter where this person was taking the learners to a school. Those are the normally arranged, privately arranged transport by parents of the learners. So this operator was carrying 29 children in a 15-seater minibus. And what we normally do is that to ensure that the aspects of the law are being complied with. In this case, then he'll be charged. Secondly, he was operating on a route for which he was not licensed, and therefore there is another charge that will be added. But then our traffic officers are all over even in your rural routes, because normally this type of contraventions will be more, as you have pointed out, in rural areas.
So what message do you have for these unlicensed operators?
The MEC for the Northwest Department of Community Safety and Transport Management, Vessels Moraine, has issued a stern warning to all road users to ensure that they comply with the law. We have just activated the provincial leg of the Safer Festive, which is going to run since the beginning of October, and is going to go on for 123 days until the end of January 2026, where we ensure that all moving violations will be dealt with. The MEC is appealing to all road users to ensure that they comply with the law. Other than that, there will be consequences.
Speaking of the Safer Festive operation, can you please elaborate on what measurable outcomes or key performance indicators the department will use to evaluate the operation's success in reducing road fatalities and crime incidents during this period?
Basically, the KPIs is simple. It's to ensure that there are fewer road fatalities. South Africans in general are and feel safe during the festive period. And this is to ensure that there is the presence of law enforcement either on the road or in localities where people live, especially as we know that during this time, based on history, some of the contraventions will include your moving violations on the roads, will include the robberies in households, and therefore we are ensuring that there is a presence of law and order to ensure that there is deterrence and to ensure that people who are traveling, for example, if the family is traveling, they feel safe. They know that their houses are not going to be broken into. So basically, the MEC's message to all South Africans, those who will be traveling and transiting via Northwest to neighboring countries or to other provinces, that in this province we are not going to allow any kind of contravention.
In the case of a young man who fled after being stopped with cattle suspected to be stolen, how is the department collaborating with police and local communities to curb stock theft, which remains major concern in the province and farming regions?
The stock theft is a serious problem in the province. As you may know, a small town of Taung, which is the smallest district in the province, it's number 10 in the country with stock theft incidences. So it's a serious problem in the province. In the Ngaka Modiri Molema district in Mafikeng, for instance, there are areas where stock theft is very serious, is very rife, and often we find that when the police are tracing some of the stolen stock in the province, you found them to have been sold in faraway areas such as KZN and Gauteng, for example. And we also share the border with Botswana, where in some cases we find that the animals stolen in the province are sold in Botswana. So these are some of the challenges that we have, and the police as well as the traffic officers and all other agencies of law enforcement are working very hard to ensure that we deal with this problem. And that is why this young man who was transporting these animals, which we suspect are stolen because he did not have documents with him that are, you know, allow him to transport the vehicles. He did not have any identification, and as soon as the officials have stopped him, then he fled the scene. The vehicle has been impounded, as well as the animals, and we believe that he will be arrested very soon. The modus operandi will not be disclosed for now, but he will be arrested very soon.
Okay, speaking on the issue of stock theft, are you collaborating with law enforcement from other provinces and
yes,
countries like Botswana?
Yes, indeed. We do work hand in hand with all the other provinces. And through MINMEC, the MECs in the meeting that will be chaired by the minister, where the deputy ministers will also be in attendance for both the police as well as the transport. All the MECs of all the nine provinces will be there, agreeing on modus operandi to ensure that we deal with all kinds of challenges. Because, as you may know, people will contravene the law in one province and run to another province. But the law does not work that way. We are a unitary state. If somebody contravenes the law in the Northwest and rush to Free State, for example, or to Northern Cape, or to Limpopo, or to Gauteng, because those are the countries with which we share the boundaries, they shall be dealt with, and the law works that way. As for the police, as you may know, if you leave Northwest and thinking that you had fled the Northwest police, whichever country that you or the province that you will be running to, there will be police waiting for you there. And General Lassaneng, who at the time was an acting provincial commissioner, had several meetings with our Botswana counterparts to ensure that no contraventions that will be committed in this country or in this province will be let go if someone is contravening the law here and going to the neighboring country. So they have been working together. The law enforcement of both countries have been working together to ensure that cross-border stock theft is being dealt with.
I'm Tatu Kunyadi.
No problem at all.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Cheers.